Okay, today is Daf Pei Ches. We are on Pei Zayin Amar Beis, Amar of Papa. Amar of Papa, where are we up to? What are we talking about here? So right, we're saying like this, that, let's go back to the two dots for a minute, we'll take a minute. Eid Echad Me'ida Shi Perua. One aid says that the Suva was paid back, so the halacha was, you only paid back with a, you have to swear, with a Shavua. This shvua is a d'oraisa. It says lo yakum aid echad beish lechal oven lechal chatas. Lechal oven lechal chatas who didn't come. Aval kamu l'shvua, right? For shvua you can. Amar mar kol makom shashnayim mechayven also mamon echad mechayva shvua. Right? Anytime. So what do you see? It's a shvua d'oraita. Amar Rava chei tshuva s'davar. Two ways. First of all, the kol nishvan shabatar nishvan v'lo mashlimin. Always, when you swear, you don't pay. V'hi nishbaz v'notelas. And now she's going to swear and get. It doesn't happen. V'od also, ein mashbir al kfiras shibud karkos. You don't swear on shibud karkos. And that's what a ksuva really is, and therefore it can't be that the shvua is d'oraisa. El amarava d'rabanan, it's only d'rabanan, k'de lahafiz daito shalbal, to appease, to satisfy the.
Is that true that ksuva is a shvua karkos?
Yes.
You can't do it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Today, that the Gaonim did that. But originally, in the Gemara's time, it was only on land.
Only
yeah. So the only reason you make the shvua, right? Really, she has a shtar that she wasn't paid, the ksuva, right? What does he have? His words, I paid you.
At
eight. What?
At one
age. Okay, so make a swear.
Can he swear
about
that?
No.
That I paid her?
No, I don't think so. Now, this next Gemara is hard, because I'm not sure I understand it. Amar of Papa, if the Baal's smart, ready for this? The Baal says, I paid her the ksuva. She says I didn't. But I know I did. So I'm right. She's trying to get double dip. I know I paid her. So be stuck. Because she'll swear. She'll swear again. She doesn't care.
What happens with the ksuva when she gets paid?
Put up, I think. So why does she have
it? What? So it's a machlokas with us tomorrow's daf. Do you write a shover? Do you not write a shover? Right? We'll get to that. That's tomorrow's daf. So, if he's smart, this is what he should do. He can bring her to a shvu d'oraisa, which has a lot more weight, a lot more fear. People are reluctant, right? Yavla ksuva ba'ape chad tzadi. Pay back the ksuva now in front of one aid. Give her the money again. He gave her $1,000. He gave her another $1,000. Then, V'samach sade kama asade basra. Bring the first aid.
Put them together.
Umokin lehanach kamai b'malve. And then have the aid testify that the first $1,000 I gave her was a loan. And therefore she owes it back to me. And that now she's denying a loan. That's a shvu d'oraisa.
Wait a second. That's an aid checker already.
What? Is it really? Is it really?
It's not a loan. It's definitely not a loan.
But he paid her twice.
But it's not a loan.
There's a temperate problem with this. Maskevla Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi. Hech Samach Sade Kama Sade Basra. How can the first witness and the second witness combine? They didn't see the same event.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't see the same event. How could that be? Elamai Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi. No. Yav Leik Suvasa Ba'ape Sade Kama Visade Basra. No, give it to her again in front of two Edim.
Same two
Edim. Well, aid number one and plus the new aid.
Right.
Then say to her, by the way, you know, I just have two Edim now that I gave you the ksuva. But you know, I said that I gave you $1,000 last month. You're denying that. Here's my aid. It was a loan. Pay it back. What's wrong with that? You hear? And that's a d'oraisa because she's denying the loan. Umokim le'lahanach kamai balva. And then the first aid will testify that that's a loan.
It wasn't a loan.
But it wasn't a loan. Maskevla Ravashi, Akati.
She's not lying. So she can make. If she makes that shvua, it wasn't a loan. So she swears she didn't. There was no loan.
Right.
She's not lying.
So Maskevla Ravashi, Akati Yechola Lameimar Beis Ksuvos Hu. She could say, what do you mean? He has two ksuvas. That's the next Mishnah we're going to learn. People did that. Or you could do it. You could have two ksuvas. Why would somebody have two ksuvas? Because maybe he gave her a ksuva, and then a few years into the marriage, he said, I really like you. I'm really happy I married you. I'm going to up the ksuva. That could be. Right? Could be such a thing.
They renewed their vows.
What?
They renewed their vows.
Right, they renewed their vows, and he gave her another. Could be such a thing. Nothing wrong with that. So she said, that's what happened over here. And the ksuva was number one, and then there was ksuva number two. Ella Amravashi, who demodalahu, he informs the Edim, this is what he's doing. You hear this? He tells the Edim, this is not a second ksuva. She's basically, I paid the ksuva, and she's denying it. I don't want to make a ksuva derabanan, a shuva derabanan, they trample on that. I want to make it with teeth. I'm making shuva deraisa. I'll tell you what we're going to do now. Tells her the whole story. Tells the Edim the whole story. We're going to give the ksuva money with both of you, and then I'm going to taina that the first one is alone. So how could you taina such a thing? Yes. It's a lie. So I don't know the. Did I read the Gemara wrong?
No.
I want to make sure I read it right. I didn't look at the art school. I wasn't sure I got the case.
If you're a witness, you're witnessing something. What are you witnessing? Okay, the first.
Who's doing transfer of funds?
No, you witnessed. Okay, the husband's giving the wife a ksuva.
So the
and
only
he's saying, no, it wasn't really a ksuva. Say it's a loan.
Right. So the only thing I could think of is that the aide sees a transfer of money.
That's it.
What it was, I don't know. So did you see Mr. give Mrs. $1,000?
Exactly.
Yeah, I saw that. When that happened? 2 years ago.
So what's making a shuv for? Making a
shuv. Nice says to her, by the way, then they got divorced. So she says, pay up the ksuva. What do you mean? I gave it to you 2 years ago.
Right.
She says, no, you didn't. I have an aide. I gave it to you. There was one aide there. Remember what's his name was in the room when it happened? So she says, I'll swear you never gave it to me. So he says, I don't want you to swear the Rabbana. That's baloney. That Rabbana, no one cares about that. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get two Edim. I'll give her $1,000 again. Then I'll bring aid number one from 2 years ago.
And I'll talk him into.
I'll say, you saw me transfer $1,000 to her? Yeah. You know that it was a loan? I don't know what it was. But I saw the transfer. Right? Then he says to her, pay back the $1,000. He says, you never gave it to me. What, I have an aid that is a loan? I'll give you $1,000. And now if she swears it's not true, it's a shuvah d'oraisa. So then she'll say, okay, you got me.
What, maybe it was a matana? How do you know it was there? How do you define now? I say it was a loan. How do you make this the condition stipulate
that loan?
She
signs also a loan. You don't just have
to. If she's a lover, she
right.
has to sign on it. If she's a lover, the lover has
unless
to sign.
Unless they were doing those days.
Right, I'm not sure how you get out of all those questions. I'll tell you the truth, I don't know.
Plus, if that year was a shmita, it would be over anyway.
No. Oh, it's a Shemitah thing.
Right, because it was a loan. You
know,
the loan was what?
Yeah,
it was one. It's tomorrow's daf, that's principle. Everything to tomorrow's daf. Minichasim Mishubadim. Then we said, again, if you want to collect from the Chasim Mishubadim, you have to have a Shavua. Right? Tanan Hasam. We learned over there, we said the Shavuas. V'chal, I'm sorry, V'chein, Hayisomim lo yifru ela b'shavua. You don't pay. I think that's what it means. You don't pay Yisomim.
Yeah, that was a debt to their father.
It was a debt to their father. So the Yisomim come to me and say, you know, you owed my father money. Please pay me, the Yathim. There has to be a shavua. Okay. Now miman. Who's miman means?
Shua from whom?
Shua from whom? Ilem milove. If it's in the love, that's me. I owe the father money. The son wants me to pay the son now. So I have to swear. Hashta, avian shakel below shavua. I would pay the father without a shavua. In who be shavua? Now I have to make a shavua. Who makes a shavua? Me? Ella, no. Hachikamar. V'chein. Hayisomim min hayisomim lo yifru ella b'shavua. Now there's nobody alive. The malva died and the lova died. So the malva's kids want to collect from the lova's kids. Now you have to make a shavua. Right? Right?
And you're assuming there's no shtar.
What?
You're assuming there's no shtar.
Correct. There's no shtar. Right. Or you want to say it was paid back. That gets into the receipt question. Amar of Zrika, Amar of Yehuda, Lo Shanu Ela Sha'amru Yisomim of the Love Amar Lanu Abba Lavisi Uparati. That's only true if the Lova sons say, yeah, my father told us about that, but he paid it back. Aval Amru, Amar lanu abba lo lavithi. But if the loved sons say, before our father died, he told us he doesn't owe any money to anybody. You're making this up. He doesn't owe any, that's what our father told us. He doesn't owe any money. Then afilu b'shvua lo yiparu. Even a shvua won't help. Even if they swear, they don't have to pay.
Even they swear that the father...
The father's debt. Told them there's no debt.
Why is that?
One second. Maskeflo. They don't have to swear even. Maskeflo, Ravo, Adda, just the opposite. Just the opposite. Call her Omer Lo Lavithi. If you say I don't have any debt, then you're admitting I never paid anything back. Why don't they have to swear that? Ka'omer Lo Parati Dummy. If I swear, if I'm going to say I never had any debts, so included in that statement is, and I don't have to pay you back.
Right.
Because I never borrowed it to begin with.
Yeah,
so what am I swearing? What am I saying? What am I saying? What am I arguing?
Sure.
I don't owe you the money.
Right.
So what, why should they not be sure? What kind of logic is that? El does know that can't be right.
It's just something that didn't happen.
Exactly. It's just the opposite. Lo shanu. The case where the Yisomim swear isha amru Yisomim, where the Yisomim of the Lova say Amar lanu abba levisi parati. My father told before he died. He said. He borrowed money from what's his name, but he paid it back.
Right.
Then they have to swear. Aval amru, amar lanu abba lo lavisi. But if they say that our father said he never even borrowed the money, then nifroin shelo b'shavua. Then they'd have to pay it back. They don't even have to swear. Without even swearing, they have to pay it back. Why? Shekala amar lo lavisi. Because if anyone says they never borrowed, ka amar lo parati dami. It's as if they said they never paid it back. In which case, there's no dispute. And they have to pay it back.
Right, so the Yisomim of the Malva don't have to swear either?
No, they never have to swear.
But they did.
No, they're the ones claiming it. You owe me money.
Right.
Right? So I make a claim on you. So in Baba Metzia we have the whole...
They don't collect unless they make a shvua.
Who makes a shvua?
I thought the Yisomim of the Malva, that's what it says here.
Right. So in Bava Metzia, we're going to learn. We're going to get there in a few years. Why is the halacha that each party, why this one has to swear and this one doesn't have to swear? Right? We have all these presumptions. Nobody's chutzpah is not in bezin to come to bezin and deny all the rules. The bottom line is, I don't think so that the malva has to swear. If I come to you and say you owe me money, I don't think I have to swear to that. You have to swear that you don't. Why is that? In Bava Metzia, we'll learn that. I don't remember why.
I don't understand this last line.
What?
Last couple of words.
No?
It's called Shekola Emer Loi Levisi, Ka Emer Loi Parati Dami. I never paid back. Why would you put that Loi Parati Dami?
No, so the answer is, there must be that there's a star.
There is, Rashi says.
There's Rashi says there's a star. There's a star. So here's a star. What are you saying? You never borrowed it?
Yeah.
You want to tell me you paid it back, and why does he still have it? I'll be a hock with that. You never borrowed it? How can you say such a thing? Obviously, you never paid it back.
It happens, and then they said it never happened. So
it never happened? I never signed it? Well, you're denying you signed it.
Now it makes sense.
Right.
Now makes sense. Otherwise, what are you saying to the library of Quran?
Okay, good?
Yes. Partially.
Did he touch the modern mixas? Right, so he's not modern mixas at all.
Has to be not modern.
Right. Exactly. Next. Then we said, Vinifras, Shalom Bafanov. If it was paid back not in his presence, then you have to make a shavua. In other words,
someone's presence.
No, anybody. Wow. In other words, the Reuven lends up money to somebody, and then Reuven goes overseas.
Okay.
Then he comes back and he says, "Where's the money? Owe me the money." He says, "No, I paid it to your estate while you were gone. You were in the army for 3 years. During those 3 years, I paid it back."
Okay.
So he has to swear to that.
All
right. So. Amar v'acha sarabira, the v'acha, the officer of the capital, said, a story happened with Rabbi Yitzchak in Antochia, v'amar, and he said like this, lo shanu el ksuvas isha mishum china. That's only true by a ksuva. It's only true by a ksuva. Aval baal chov lo, but a baal chov no. Doesn't have to swear in such a case. He's allowed to say, "I paid the money back while you were away."
How does he prove it?
Well, I don't know. But v'rava amar of Nachman, afilu balchov, even a balchov, it makes a lot of sense. Why? Shelo yehi kol echad ve'echad notal b'osav shel chaveru. You can't have people borrowing money. V'holach v'yoshev v'mdinas ayam. They'll sit over there and overseas. V'ata no adels if they love and nobody wants to lend money. Nobody wants to lend money, right? No one's going to want to do that, so that's why they make that din. Reb Shimon Omer calls man shetovas ksuvasa. So Reb Shimon made a. So if you go back to the Mishnah ended with this very cryptic statement of Reb Shimon. Right? It was the first line on Tezayin Rebbeis. Reb Shimon Omer calls man shehi tovas ksuvasa. Whenever she demands the ksuva, hayarshin mashbinosa. The yarshin make her swear. I think, is that what it means? They're not going to make her swear. What does that mean? So, says the Gemara, Reb Shimon, ahaya. What is that going on? What does that mean? So, Umar of Yirmiyah, aha. It's going on the following case. The Mishnah said like this. It says, v'nifras shelo b'fanav. If it was paid back, not in his presence, lo tipara ela b'shvua. Then they want to collect, you have to swear. Lo shanu, lo shna l'mezoni, v'lo shna l'ksuva. It doesn't matter if she demanded mezonos, what they gave her, or the ksuva. Right? Remember we had all those pages and pages of well, she can get mezonos, she can get the ksuva, right? Tanakhama says, it doesn't quite make a difference what it is. Doesn't make a difference what it is. Thus, Reb Shimon Lameh, Reb Shimon comes along and says like this, calls man shetuva ksuvasa, if it's the ksuva, then Yerusha Mashbinosa. They make her swear. But, Eina Tovas Ksuvasa, but if she's not collecting the Ksuva, what does she want? Just to be supported, and Yarshim Mashbinosa. They don't make her swear. And, by the way, that halacha, Ukimiflagi Biplugta Dechanan Ubnei Kahanam Gedolim. That's a machlokas between Chanan and the sons of the Kahanam Gedolim. Ditnan, because we learned in a Mishnah, where later in the Masechta, Mi Shahalach LeMedina Sayam, if somebody went to Medina Sayam, V'ishto Tovas Mizonos, and the wife says, I want something to eat, her husband's not here.
Are they married?
I think they're married.
They're not married.
I'm saying, are they divorced or they're married?
No, they're married.
Why do you call it Ishta? Why?
Okay, right?
Yeah.
So Chanan Omer, Tishava Basof, Velo Tishava Batchila. Chanan says, she has to swear at the end. What does it mean she swears at the end? Right? What does it mean she swears at the end? Right? When she gets to Ksuva. When she gets to Ksuva, she has to swear. It wasn't prepaid or any...
So if they're married, what Ksuva is there?
When the marriage, he died.
He went there and died?
He went there, he was there for a long time, he's getting his zonos, she says, I have nothing to eat. She comes to the state, to the children, or somebody running the show there, please feed me. All right, we'll feed you. You don't have to swear now. What are you swearing now for? It's an obligation to feed you. We'll feed you. At the end, you'll swear. When he dies, when he dies or he divorces her. Then she's entitled to the ksuva.
Didn't you just say he died already?
What? No, I didn't say he dies. I went to Medina Sayam. If he dies, and then she says, I have nothing to eat. Right. My husband went. He went to seek a fortune. He's not here. Okay, we'll feed you. You'll swear at the end. Okay? Make sense? So far? Yeah? Nechleku, where am I? Nechleku olav b'nei kahanim gedolim. They argue. And they say, v'amru, tishava v'tchila u'basof. She has to swear both times. And v'tchila u'basof. Right?
Yeah, I don't get that. See, let me clarify that. When she's asking the man, make me shvua v'tchila, is she married at that time or she's not married?
I think she is married.
So to get food while she's married, you have to make a shvua too? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure here.
You know what I mean? Like, they're married, you have an arrangement, and then she's just going to get together to get her water got the food.
She's married. She's definitely married. There's no question about it.
Right.
The question is, what do the B'nai Kahanim Gedolim hold? Why do they hold the swear twice? Right?
What's the purpose of the first swearing? She's not getting a ksuva until after he's gone. Either by divorce or by death, she's not getting a ksuva anyway.
Right. What? Say that again?
What's the point?
What?
What's the point?
What? Say that again? What did you just say?
The tchila, what's the point of the shvu of a tchila? She's not going to get the ksuba anyway.
No, for mezonos.
For mezonos,
yeah. Now, Reb Shimon, who said, right, that if she's not collecting the ksuva, she doesn't have to swear. Only if she's collecting mezonos does she have to swear. That's Kechanan, who said, only swear at the end. V'rabbanan, who didn't make that distinction, is Kibnei Kahanim Gedolim. Must hold that the Kahanim Gedolim, they swear twice.
If you can explain that to me well, I'll give you that whatever you want.
Okay. Make sense? Yeah, okay. Maskifla, Rav Sheshes. 1 minute. Hayorshin mi bayale? Hayorshin mashbiyinosa? Who makes her swear? The Yorshim? No. Bezdin mashbiyinosa. She said Bezdin does this. Huh?
Yeah.
Right. Ella, Amar of Sheshes, aha. That can't be what Rav Shimon was talking about. He wasn't talking about that case. He was talking about an entirely different case. This is option, try number two. But we're going to reject this one also. Halcha, what did we say in that Mishnah? Remember we had the Mishnah a few days ago? It said, Halcha mi kever baila lebeis aviha. If she goes from the cemetery back home, or shechazra lebeis chamel, or she goes back to her father-in-law's house, lo nas is apotropia, velo nas is apotropia, and she was never made an apotropos. So therefore, ein yarshim mashbiyinosa. We learned that the yarshim don't make her swear. Right. She doesn't have to swear.
And she has nothing to do with it.
What?
And she has nothing to do with it.
No. We said over there what she a man was. She doesn't have to swear that she overspent on the funeral. And we said because it's a gnai. She's going to delay because they're going to hack her afterwards. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? In the meantime, the guy died. So we don't. Okay. So whatever she spent. We don't make her swear. She wasn't an apotropos anyway.
Right.
V'im nas apotropia, and if she is, then yarshin mashbiyin osa ala asid lavo. Then going forward, she has to keep an account. V'im mashbiyin osa ala masha avar, but she doesn't have to account for the past. V'as Rav Shimon lemeimar, and now Rav Shimon came along and said, calls man shetuvas ksuvasa. If she wants the ksuva, yarshin mashbiyin osa, she does have to swear. Ein tovas ksuvasa, ein yarshin mashbiyin osa, and if not. And by the way, that's ukamiflagi biplukta the Abishol for Rabbanon. That's the same achlokes from yesterday with Abishol and the Rabbanon. Ditnan apotropis sheminu aviyasomim apotropis. You have an apotropis sheminu aviyasomim, and that the father of the son appointed her yeshava. She has to swear. No, this is not from yesterday. This is in Gittin. I'm sorry. You have an this is not a wife. It's my regular apotropis. Apotropis. You have an apotropis sheminuhu aviyasomim. The father of the Yisomim appointed this guy to be the apotropos. Okay? Yeshava. He has to swear that he didn't misuse any of the funds. He knew who Bezdin, but if Bezdin appointed the guy, why? Because the father died, the little kids. So Bezdin appointed somebody, right? Lo Yeshava. He doesn't have to swear. Abishal Omer, no, Chilef Adram, they get the opposite. He knew who Bezdin, Yeshava. If Bezdin appoints him, he has to swear. He knew of Yisomim, lo Yeshava. But if the father appoints him, he doesn't have to. What's going on? So Rashi explains. Look at the first Rashi on top over there. 1, 2, 3. In the middle of the third line, it says Tamaihu. What's the difference if the father appointed somebody or Bezdin? What's the difference?
Father, watch out for
a problem. No, he's not alive.
No, but when you appoint.
So Tamaihu Mafarish Begitin Beperek Hanizakin. Rabbanan Tavri, the Rabbanan hold Minuhu Bezdin. If Bezdin appoints somebody, Lo Yishava, he doesn't have to swear. Why? The im kain mimna velo have apotropos. Nobody doesn't want to take that job.
Right.
Hoil the chashdinan lay. What do you think? I'm a crook?
Yeah.
No, I don't want that. You can make me swear. I don't want to forget it. Avol minuhu avi somim. But if the father appointed him, lo mimna, he won't withhold swearing. He'll swear. Why? The e lav the havel le hana mine b'chayav. Because if not for the fact that he was a good person and did some favors for him, lo havi minuhule, he wouldn't have picked him. He wouldn't have picked him. So they pick the guy. The guy's not going to mind to swear. Bezdin, what does Bezdin want from me? They don't trust me. I don't need that job. Oh, my neighbor Nebuch, he picked me. I'll do it for him. We're such good friends. I have to swear. Oh, I don't mind swearing for him. For him, I'll do it. Right? The Abishol Savar, the exact opposite. Right? Abishol Savar. No, minu avi yisomim. If the father picks him, I yada demash belay. If I have to swear, mimna velo havi apachapas. I have to swear. Who does he think he is, right? Who does he think he is? He's going to make me swear. He's going to get the last word on me. I'm not taking that job. But, Avol Minuhu Bezdin, but if Bezdin picks him, Afal Gaf, the Yada, the Mishabdele, even though he knows he has to swear, Lo Mimna, he's not going to mind. Why? The Chashivutzehi, Legabe. What a chush of a thing. They picked me. Bezdin picked me from the whole town. They picked me. Right? The Mehemnin, Luhu, Lebedina. They trust me to be the apotropos. Of course I'll swear. It's amazing how powerful people, the mindset of people, both the right, all four scenarios are right. Different people, right? So that's the machlokes about it. Now, Reb Shimon, back to the Gemara. Reb Shimon, what did Reb Shimon say? That if there's no ksuva, there's no oath, that's ka'abashal. That holds like that's all like abashal. We don't make an apachup a swear because we're afraid he'll turn it down. The Rabbanon, that what? They hold that there is an oath by a shvua. They hold that the Rabbanon. Those the Rabbanon who argue on Abishol and say what? That we don't suspect that Apachopis is going to deny when the father makes him swear. Why? Because he's doing it for his friend. Therefore, you can make the Almana swear also. So 1 second. Hi calls man shetovas ksuvasa. What does it mean whenever you demand the ksuva? Im tovas mi boilet. She said, if that happens. And therefore he rejects it. El Amar Abaya, aha. It's going on. Not this Mishnah. The Mishnah before that. So this statement's going to be out of order. What did the Mishnah say before that? It said, Kasav la neder ushvua ain li alayach. A guy says to his wife, don't worry about it. I'm never going to make you swear. Right? Ain li achali shava. That he can't make her swear. Right. But neder ushvua ain li v'lo li yarshai. Not my kids also never going to make you swear. V'lo haboyim b'rishusi. Not my people in charge of my estate. Alayach on you. Al yarshayach on your yarshim. Al haboyim b'rishusayach. People coming on your behalf. Ein yichol lashpia. Then no oath. Lo hu, lo yarshav, lo barm birshuso, lo he, not her, lo yarsheha, not her relatives, lo barm birshasa, not the ones that are coming on her behalf. Meaning, let's say she sold the ksuva to somebody and he wants to come to get paid, they don't make him swear either. No, but
how can one guy have an impact on such a future event?
Because it's all about the ksuva. That's why. Vasa Reb Shimon leMeimar, and Reb Shimon came along and said, "Well, not so fast. Kalos Banchet Devas Ksuvasa Yarshim Ashbiyanosa. Right, as long as it's about the Ksuva, yeah. But Kamiflagi Biplukta the Abishol Ben Miriam Verabanan, and they're arguing about this issue of Abishol Ben Ima Miriam and the Rabbanan. What was that about? That was from yesterday.
Yeah.
It was only yesterday. I'm sorry, I mixed up Abishol's. This was from yesterday. What did we say yesterday?
This is Abishol
Wolshas,
Abishol,
yeah.
Abba, the son of Ima.
Abishol, Ben Ima Miriam. Right?
Abba, the son of Ima.
Right, well, no, so the truth is that the Nodibi Yehuda, I believe, makes a statement in one of the Truvas that there's no person in the Gemara with two first names. Right. There's no person in the Gemara with two first names. What about Abishol? Right. So Abba's not a name.
A
today it's a name. It was a title. Today there are people named Abba.
Right?
Yeah. That's today, but then it wasn't a name. Abba Ben Yamin. All these there are people Abba with a second name in Shas.
And what's Ima? Also a title?
Yeah. Also a title.
Status.
Yeah.
It's like in the Yakisha community. What do they call that?
Chaver.
Exactly, it's a title. By the way, it's quite rare to find a Svardi with two first names. It's quite rare. I have a neighbor who's a Svardi. Told me he named his son two first names, followed berserk. Because his wife is an Ashkenazi, she demanded that whole thing. The father went crazy. She says, in 600 years, there was no person with two first names. Svardi. It's interesting.
My daughter-in-law is Svardi, and she has a brother who has two names.
Okay, so, you know, it happens. It happens. I think it's rare.
He's watered down the bottom.
It happens. Yeah. Everybody in the shul, by the way, that's a Svardi, has only one first name. There's not one of them. Uh-huh. Like, there's like 7 or 8 Svardi in here. They all have one first name. So, although there was a Tosvos in somewhere, I don't forget where he quotes a Baal Tosvos and the guy has two first names. So already in 1100s it happened. Times of Gemara, there's no such thing, right? Anyway, doesn't Tuval Kayin have two first names? They asked that on him. Tuval Kayin has two first names. Right? In parts of Bereshit, you have somebody with two first names. Tuval Kayin, no, it wasn't really two names, one was a title, right? Okay, anyway. Getting back. Okay, that was a nice tangent, but we didn't get back. So, this is only yesterday's daf already. It wasn't such a long time ago. Right? It was only yesterday's daf. What did we say yesterday? Everybody remember what we said yesterday? What was the machlokas between Abishol, Ben Aima Miriam, and the Rabbanon? The machlokas was that if a t'nai, that you're not going to make her putter from the shtei, you're going to make her putter from the shavua, does that work?
Right?
Rab Shimon ka Abishol. Rab Shimon holds like Abishol. The held. Right? that it does work. V'rabbanan kirabbanan, and the rabbanan hold like the rabbanan. Therefore, if you claim the ksuva, there's no oath because you made an oath, because you made a tanai and it works, and the rabbanan held the rabbanan, right? That held. No, if there's yisomim, I don't care what you told them. Yeah, they have to swear. So that's what they disagree with him, right? Maskeflor of Papa Hatinach. That's all good. Calls man shetovas ksuvasa. That's good as long as you're demanding the ksuva. Eno tovas ksuvasa ma'ikal emamar. What if you're not demanding the ksuva, ma'ikal emamar? Then what are you going to say? What if they don't make her swear?
What is
winning?
What is that?
What?
If you don't demand
ksuva, what's
shvua about then?
Maybe. No. Reb Shira made a statement. But if they're not demanding the ksuva, you don't have to swear. What is that going on?
Yeah.
So Amar El Amar of Papa, it's going on lafuke kimid Rabbi Eliezer umachlukato. It's going to exclude Rabbi Eliezer's case. Rabbi Eliezer said a few days ago that not only can you make your wife swear if you put her in charge of the store, in charge of the cash register that she's helping out in the store, you can even make her swear that she didn't spend money in the grocery store. She didn't misspend money. Remember we said that?
What's your address?
Pilcha and Isa, the dough and the sewing. Once you're at it, you can make her swear on other things. No, that you can't make her do. They argue. There doesn't hold from that part. Rav Shimon says, I disagree with that. That's why, only about the ksuva, not about anything else. Yeah, he accuses her of mismanaging the funds in the house. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, you can accuse her all you want. You can't make her swear. Okay? Very good. We will pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.